Today is National Voter Registration Day. If your right to vote means anything to you, please make sure you're registered, okay? There are 42 days until the November 3rd election. Go right now to get registered. It only takes a couple of minutes. Go to vote.org, and you can also get your dates when you can early vote in your state, all right? Please do that today. This is National Voter Registration Day. Vote.org.
Go.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to switch gears here because it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject. When I say crazy, what? I mean crazy. What'd you say, Steve?
Nothing, I was just saying it.
Oh. All right, here we go. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm a 38-year-old wife and mother of four beautiful daughters. My husband and I have been together for 18 years and married for 10. We have been living separately for the last 3 years because my husband accused me of cheating in the craziest way. Less than a year after our last daughter was born, he set up a tape recorder in our home to catch me cheating. He told me about the recording and then played the tape for me. All I heard was the babies cooing and the little mermaid playing in the background. But my husband swore he heard sex sounds on the tape. He made copies of the tape and sent them to his family and a few of our friends. They were puzzled and advised me to watch him because he appeared to be coming unhinged. After that, he stopped sleeping and he started drinking heavily. He told me that our last child is not his, and he started arguments daily about this imaginary boyfriend that I had. I was a stay-at-home mom at the time, so he never wanted me to leave the house. And if I did leave, he would sniff my clothes for traces of cologne when I got home. I eventually called his mom and told her to come and get him because my older daughters were afraid of his erratic behavior. Since he's been living with his mom, he lost his job, got arrested, and was in legal trouble for a while. That was 2 years ago, and now he's back on his feet and has been in counseling for 3 months. He wants to come back home, but my daughters don't necessarily want him to. They are enjoying the peace and stability without him. Am I crazy to even consider taking his paranoid behind back? Please advise. Girl, not without some serious medical help, okay, from a board-certified psychologist or psychiatrist because of, I just say this, because of his daughters and how they feel, if his own daughters don't want him back in the house, I think this is a major problem. I mean, they are afraid of him. That's not good. He's their dad. The good news in this letter, I will say, is that that was 2 years ago, and after living with his mom, losing his job, like you say in the letter, getting arrested, being in legal trouble, he's back on his feet and has been in counseling for 3 months. So I would say this, there's hope. There might be a glimmer of hope, a light at the end of the tunnel or something. But I wouldn't let him back in the house with just 3 months of counseling. I mean, remember, come on, this man was sniffing your clothes. He sent out tapes to your family and friends. Even, you know, they advised you to watch him because he appeared to be coming unhinged. You got to take all that into consideration. You know, 3 months of counseling does whole lot. I just wouldn't let him in with 3 months of counseling. I don't think you should disrupt your peaceful and stable home right now without some serious intervention from professionals. And let me remind you that he wants to come back. And this is not about what he wants. This is about you and the safety of your home, okay? And your kids. That's what I say. Steve?
Well, this is going to be an interesting take I have. This 38-year-old wife, mother of four beautiful daughters. Mm-hmm. Been together for 18 years with your husband, married 10. They've been living separated for the last 3 years. The 3 years they ain't been together. 3 years, that's a long time. Because your husband accused you of cheating in the craziest way. After the last daughter was born, he set up a tape recorder in our home to catch me cheating. He told me about the recording, then he played the tape for me. All I heard was babies cooing and the little mermaid playing in the background. All you heard in the tape was baby cooing. My question to you is, normally when y'all do make love, do you coo? And my question to her is, when they do make love, do she coo? I don't know, baby coo. If you've been doing baby talk in his ear, he has a case. Now, if your specialty ain't been baby talk, then we have a damn problem. Now, the other thing is, when y'all do make love, do y'all play cartoon music? Because the Little Mermaid is playing in the background. Most grown-ups like Luther, Peebo, you know, H-Town, Knocking the Boots. Not you know, H-Town. Several things you could play. You know, they 38, so, you know, they listening to Jody say, take my money, you know, all this here. But y'all in here listening to the Little Mermaid. Now, your man is crazy.
Yeah.
Because he swore he heard sex sounds on the tape. Then he made copies of the tape, sent it to his family and friends. They done called you and say, careful, he's coming unhinged.
Yeah.
Mo,
hold on,
I come back.
Okay. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes
take
after
my
the hour.
Money.
Subject, when I say crazy, I mean crazy. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. When I say crazy, I mean crazy, okay?
This dude done lost his rabbit-ass mind to put a recorder in the house. They've been married all these years, 18 years married for 10, four beautiful daughters. He done decided to record her and played the tape back. All you hear is baby cooing and some little mermaids in the background. But your husband swore that he heard sex sounds on the tape. So he made copies of the tape, sent them to his family and a few of our friends. They was puzzled. They advised you to watch him. Be careful, girl. You're going to be in the trash bag. Something wrong with him. He's coming unhinged. So after that, he started sleeping. Then he started drinking heavily. Then he told me that your last child ain't his. And he started arguments about this imaginary boyfriend that I had. You was a stay-at-home mom, so he never wanted you to leave the house. And if he did, he would sniff my clothes for traces of cologne when I got home. Now, let me tell you something about clothes sniffing. Clothes sniffing is not a trait of somebody who drinks. This man done got on some drugs.
Okay.
This ain't drinking. This is no longer alcohol. And I'm going to show you how I know this. He started sniffing clothes. Oh, no. Clothes sniffing ain't drinking. That's a heavier drug. Now, he eventually called his mom and told her to come get him because the older daughters were afraid of his erratic behavior. He lost his job. He got arrested, was in legal trouble for a while. Them is drugs. That's not alcohol. Alcohol is different.
Okay, and you know this how, sir?
Because I know alcoholics.
Oh, okay.
I know
you
a
do.
Lot of alcoholics.
You do. Yeah.
And then I know a lot of junkies. This is junkie behavior.
Anyway.
He a junkie. See, that was 2 years ago. Now he back on his feet. He been in counseling for 3 months. Counseling? Junkie. AA, alcohol, counseling, junkie.
Oh, this is how you're figuring this stuff out.
Oh,
okay.
See, that's how you do it. He wants to come back home, but my daughters don't necessarily want him to. They're enjoying the peace and stability without him. And I say to you, ma'am, it's been 3 years.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years. You've done 3 years without this man. And he wants to come back home. Why? What now? What's different? Counseling, You need to find out about what the counseling is for. You need to get real serious about this. Because your kids don't even want to back. When the children got better sense than adults. If the kids don't want to do back in the house, you have to consider that. You know, am I crazy to even consider taking his paranoid behind back? Paranoid? Alcohol does not produce paranoia. He's been on some type of drugs, lost his job, got into legal trouble. The man was on something else. Now, I don't know what he done put on the weed. You know, it's a little substance you can sprinkle on the weed, you know. Ain't nobody dropping nothing in drinks. That's a whole nother high. If you're sprinkling stuff in a drink, you're on another high. If you're putting it on the weed, that's a different high. If you're taking pills.
For someone who's never drank or taken drugs, you know a lot.
All my friends have been involved on a regular basis. I have recovering everything in my life. Everything.
Okay.
I got partners. I can't have a glass of cognac round with my cigar because they'll lose their rabbit ass, man.
Okay.
Oh, dog, so you just going to drink? You know I'm in AA. Okay, well, hey, dog, I forgot. My bad. So I'm just saying, I don't know that I'd be so readily taken back. No. You've been separated 3 years. 3 months versus 3 years is not long enough. I would let him come over and visit the kids, of course. See how that go for about a year before you even consider and see if you can get the man back. But he has to get rid of these thoughts that ain't his child. He got to get rid of all these thoughts about who you sleeping with, because cooing don't sound a lot like sex. If it's just cooing, you're not having, that's not adequate sex.
Cool. Okay, that begs the question, what is adequate sex? What kind of sounds are you making?
That's not adequate sex. Adequate sex is, oh, no, you didn't. Spank my God! Hold up! Whoa! Wait a minute! Don't stop! Get it, get it! Come on, big bastard! Get it, with it!
You get caught up, okay?
Trick me!
Reel it back in. Reel it back in.
Spank me like a pancake!
What?
That's adequate. That's when you. Say
it's not
stuff
cooing,
that
that's
make.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're beyond cooing now. All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.